Should all the greatest be forgotten, never brought to mind? once again, a version of Auld Lang Syne wrapping up a set of music, wrapping up the hour, actually, of music to celebrate that today is New Year's Day. And that was MXPX doing their version of the Scottish classic, let's call it that, Robert Burns, an icon who originally composed the poem, as we know it. Also, Caesars in there with their song New Year's Day from Strawberry Weed, and start off the entire set, the Ataris went back to Welcome the Night with a song they have called New Year's Day. It is New Year's Day. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. It's just now 10 o'clock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and I'm pleased that you've decided to join me this evening. If you didn't hear me earlier or you're just tuning in, I'm just going to let you know now until the 1 a.m. hour, I'm going to pay tribute to musicians, entertainers, artists, people connected within all of that industry who we lost in 2020 in song. Now, I was thinking about how I should go about doing this. I know I've been doing this for many, many years. And normally, I think I just normally go through almost basically chronologically. And I decided this year, no, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. Kind of jump all over the place. But I will start off with someone who passed literally 1 year ago today. He was a founding member of the Buckinghams. It's Marty Greb. He was 74 years old. It was kind of a drag.
Kind of a drag. When your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen. To what I've got to say. Feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl,
speaking,
even
you
though you made me feel good,
I know that you've been cheating.
I still love you.
I still love you. Tambourine.
drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together.
Showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant light in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go.
against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. Dream of you.
Peaked at number 5 back in 1966. That's a Walk Away Renee from the Left Bank. It's a song that actually, believe it or not, the very first time I heard that song, I fell in love with it. And to this day, it moves me. I don't know. I just think it's a phenomenal song. Sadly, in 2020, we lost two members of the Left Bank. The bass player, Tom Finn, he was 71 years old, passed away back in June. And in January, original lead singer Steve Martin Caro, also 71 years old, passed away. Before the Left Bank, Chad and Jeremy, Chad Stewart, passed literally about 10 days ago. At 79 years old, played the Turtles before that. Jim Tucker, original member of the Turtles, passed in November. That was Happy Together by the Turtles. And the Lemon Pipers, also in that set of music, with Green Tambourine, Bob, Nave, keyboardist for the Lemon Pipers, was 75 and passed in January of last year. Started the entire set off with the Buckinghams and Kind of Drag in tribute to Marty Krebb, who passed on this day last year. Hey, speaking of the Lemon Pipers, I always thought of them as a band from Cincinnati, Ohio. They're actually from Oxford, Ohio. And I was told this story of a good friend of mine, and by good friend, I mean my brother. When he lived in Oxford, Ohio, he was working in a little bike shop, and actually one of his coworkers, and he doesn't remember the guy's name now, of course, because it was 35 years ago. One of his coworkers actually was a member of the Lemon Pipers. Yeah, that's just what I'm passing along, just trivia and trivial and words and things like that. Talking about the Lemon Pipers and the Buckinghams and Chad and Jeremy and all that good stuff makes me want to say, that you should be listening to Radio 9 tomorrow. Yeah, do you remember Top 40? What Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 70s, 60s, 50s? Yeah, I don't either. But Jay Thurber does. So say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from noon to 3 tomorrow for a mix of oldies, some newies, and some snark. It's right here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 FM WRCT. Oh, and I was going to remind you that Zeke's Coffee does support you and joined you, actually, in supporting WRCT. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roastery, or roaster, maybe, should say it that way, cafe and bakery. They're located at 6015 Penn Avenue in the middle of Penn Circle in East Liberty. They specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. For more information, their website is zekescoffeepgh.com. Let's get back into the music. Florian Schneider, original member of, founder of Kraftwerk, passed away back in April. Succumbed to cancer. He was 73 years old.
She's a model and she's looking good. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Andy Gill of Gang of Four, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Maybe they can make us rich rock stars. devastation. Become the king of communication. Attempt a blackmail of a DJ. Or maybe we could get paid that way. Give them more than just a kiss.
Set the house on fire. She was like that. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he dragged me out of the building and onto the pavement. And I stood there shivering in my pajamas and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? I was really excited, and there were bored-looking bankers dancing with beautiful models, and there were boys with dyed hair and spandex t-shirts dancing with each other. And as I sat there watching, I felt that something was missing. I don't know what, but when I hit home, I said to myself, is that all there is to a disco?
Is that all there is? Is that all there is? That's all there is, my friends. Then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in Manhattan. We'd take long walks down by the river and he'd beat me black and blue, and I loved it. I'd have killed for that guy. But then one day James went away. I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love?
Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the rules and have a ball.
must be saying to yourself. If she feels that way about it, why doesn't she just slit her throat and shut up? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that kind of a come down. Cause I know just as well as I'm standing here talking at you, that when the final moment comes, when I'm breathing my last, I'll be saying to myself,
is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the groove and have a ball. If that's all there is, is that all there is?
I don't know why I spend
Smith Group here on the Viva La Mock radio program, Dancing Barefoot. Ivan Kral, who I believe played bass in the Patti Smith Group, has some writing credits on that. Ivan, before he was a part of Patti Smith's group, he was actually an original member in Blondie. I'm trying to think, there was someone else that he played with. He was in Sean Cassidy's backing band. How about that? Moving from Sean Cassidy to Blondie to Patti Smith. Ivan Kral, who passed away due to cancer at the age of 71 back in February. Christina in there with her 1980 single, Is That All There Is? Christina actually was one of the original members, or not even original members, I should say, original artist on the Z record label. It helped that her last name was Zilka, because her husband, Michael Zilka, was the Z part of Z Records. She actually passed away at the age of 64 due to COVID-related issues, which is always sad to have to announce that. Also played some Wayne County in the Electric Chairs from their 1978 album with Trying to Get on the Radio. Wayne's still with us, or Jane's still with us, but Martin Birch, who was the producer of that, passed away in August at the age of 71. Now, Martin Birch produced that, but he's actually known for producing bands like Deep Purple, Rainbow, Fleetwood Mac, Whitesnake, Sabbath, and even some some Blue Oyster Cult. I knew there was a color in there. And Iron Maiden. So think of that. Wayne County and Electric Chairs and all those other bands, but Michael Birch, as I mentioned, we lost in August. And some Gang of Four in there. Andy Gill passed in February of last year. Damaged Goods and Kraftwerk start off the entire set in tribute to Florian Schneider, who we lost in April. That was the model. Getting us to where we are now, we've got about 20 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock, what am I going to do? A radio calendar? Yeah, something. Yeah, a radio calendar. I'll do that. A music calendar? I'll just tell you some stuff, but not a lot of live music going on out there, but we'll do that at 11. But we'll keep up what we got going. I got to mention it. I'll mention this at the next break. I'll tell you a little bit about the significance of my background music. But some artists you lose way too early. Way too early. That's the case of this one. Jacob Thiel, keyboardist, from 1998 to 2016 in the band The Faint, passed away at the age of 40. Here's The Faint and I Disappear on the Viva La Mock radio program.
I disappear, I lost control. We'll be right back. Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget in disguise. At the summer camp where you volunteered, no one saw your face, no one saw your fear. If that apparition had just appeared, took you up and away from the space and sheer humiliation of your teenage station. Nobody cares, no one remembers, and nobody cares. Hey, you cried and you cried. He's alive, he's alive. Because
These are the years that were hard fought and won. Now contracts torn at the edges, old signatures stained with tears. Seasons of war and praise, these should not be forgotten years. Still it aches like tetanus, it reeks of politics. How many dreams remain? This is a feeling too strong to contain. The hardest years, the darkest years, the roaring years, the fallen years. These shall not be forgotten years. The hardest years, the wildest years, the desperate and divided years. We will remember.
These shall not be forgotten years.
A shoreline was never invaded. A country was never in flames. This is a calm we breathe. This is a feeling too strong to contain. Still it aches like tetanus. It reads of politics. Signatures stained with tears. Who can remember? We got to remember the hardest years, the darkest years, the roaring years, the fallen years. They shall not.
Midnight Oil here on the Viva La Mock radio program, our special tribute called Gone But Not Forgotten. Bones Hillman, bass player for Midnight Oil, he actually passed away back in November, actually, succumbed to cancer, only 62 years old. Before the Midnight Oil, R.E.M. Yeah, R.E.M. We lost Bill Rifflin, the drummer who kind of came into the band towards the later years. Now, Bill Rifflin, an interesting person just in general. He played with Ministry. He played with Revco. Just a whole litany of artists that Bill Rifflin has played with.
I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope, it was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground. Pulls me down here, this familiar deep dark cavern. Keep repeating the same pattern, you above and me below. I say goodbye before I my last breath. At last I see the light.